What's up, everyone? Colonel Corey coming at you for episode 11 of Popcorn Talk, my daily podcast documenting my content creation career. Okay, so first things first, I wanted to jump in and kind of talk about the new thing I started doing today, and so let's get into it. So today was the first day I started streaming Pokemon, me playing Pokemon Y on Instagram Live. So I only streamed for about an hour this morning, and that's kind of going to be the layout. So I streamed for an hour, had three of my followers pull up, two of them were chatting it up. So all in all, it was a really good stream. I was really happy with it. I think a lot of people don't pull up to Instagram streams because they're, and just streams in general, because they're like, I can only commit so much time, and they don't want to come and then leave and then be like, oh, I have to tell them what's up. But you know, it's like, I don't even care if you come for 1 minute of and spend 1 minute of your time. Like, that's so, like, in just an hour, that's like a 60th of it. So that's quite a, in my mind, that's quite a bit, you know. So if you come and pull up for just a minute, even, it means a lot. Or super appreciate it. You know, I think spending a minute, getting a minute of your time giving to someone is underrated. I think a minute of your time is underrated. So moving on to the next thing I wanted to talk about, and that was sort of Control Freak's Freak Nation Day, which, if you don't know what Control Freak is, it's basically a company that sells little joystick extenders that you put on your controller, and they're supposed to make your game better, you know, have better accuracy, stuff like that. And I bought Control Freaks a while ago, got some, I have two sets of them, they're both Overwatch. So, but Freak Nation Day is basically they're promoting the people who support them. So basically, if you've bought their products and take a picture with your products, use their hashtag, whatever, whatever, they'll shout you out on their page or repost whatever you posted. So today I was like, you know, I did my controller up real fancy, decided to post it on Twitter, Instagram, you know, all the jazz. And then they retweeted it, and it got like, when I looked, it had like 50 likes. So I was like, dude, that's awesome. You know, 50 people have now have seen some content that I have put out there. 50 people have liked it, you know, way more people have seen it. So it's just, in my mind, not that I think I'm going to get a bunch of followers from doing that. I'm more concerned with the idea that people will see me, and the more people, like, once someone sees me the third or fourth time, you know, then they'll be like, dang, maybe I should just follow you because you pop up quite a bit on my page or whatever. So that's kind of the mindset I take with that, you know. It's just another opportunity to get exposure, which exposure is never a bad thing to me. So moving on, I wanted to end with these two little stories of kind of interactions I had. One was on YouTube and one was on Instagram. So I'll start with the YouTube one. So today, if you didn't know, I posted a YouTube video a few days ago, and it was like, the title was Throwing Up on Stream, and it was like some Dragon Age stream highlights. So posted that. Today I had someone comment, you know, I was going through messing with the thumbnail for a different video, and someone commented and they were like, what the fuck is this trash? And I was like, okay. So I went, liked their comment, hearted it, all that, you know, replied. And I was like, did you like any of the clips? ? And then he replied, no. So I was like, okay. I was like, well, I'm working on uploading some more clips this weekend. I was like, can I tag you? And then can you let me know if you like any of those clips? Because, you know, I'm generally curious what you think, and if it's just those clips, if it's me, whatever it is. But then I went to his channel, looked through some of his content, and it was mostly Call of Duty stuff. He only had a few videos. So I left on his discussion board, like, hey, if you want to play together, I'd be down to play together, play some COD. And then I subscribed, you know, cause I'm interested to see what he'll do. And I'm kind of backing the Gary Vee mindset of, you know, just show him kindness, see where it goes. Okay, so Instagram. So what I wanted to start doing, and this is how it turned out. I want to start replying and like commenting, and when people follow me, I want them to go to their page and then be like, thanks for following, really appreciated all this, all that. So I went and did that to someone. And then I left a comment, was like, really appreciate the follow, it means a lot. And they replied, if you don't follow me back, I'll block you. And I was like, okay, really? So I went to look, and because I was going to give it a few minutes before I replied, but then I guess I got blocked. So that's the end of that story. But I just thought it was really funny. real quick before I end, streaming tonight at 9 p.m. to 12 a.m. Central Standard Time. Going to be playing some Dragon Age, most likely. Hope to see you there. Later. Peace.